This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Just as meteorologists forecast, snow is falling steadily as we approach the evening commute, and it's expected to get heavier as the night goes on. Governor Patrick has sent state workers home early. Their workday officially ended at 3 p.m., and he's asking private employers to do the same.
We have a serious and significant winter storm, which will affect the whole of the state through today and into tomorrow. The hazards, in addition to snow, include strong winds, extremely cold temperatures, and the potential for coastal flooding.
By the time it's over, total snow accumulation could range widely. Some inland areas could get as relatively few as 6 inches, and parts of the coastline could get up to 16. To get a sense of how the storm is expected to affect the commute home, we're joined by State Transportation Secretary Richard Davey. And Richard, thank you for making time to talk with us on what I'm sure is a busy day for you.
My pleasure, Sasha. How are you?
I'm good. So let's start with the roads and highways. How is the afternoon commute looking so far for people in their cars?
Yeah, so far so good, certainly on the traffic side. I mean, if you're in your car now or you're about to be in your car, obviously it's going to be a slow commute home given the blowing snow and the nature of the roads. But we've had now up to 2,000 pieces of equipment out on the state roads over the last couple of hours to clear snow, and we obviously were pre-treating last night. So, you know, we've really brought our resources to bear to make folks commute as safe as possible.
Any roads in particular look very heavy right now in terms of traffic?
No, not yet. We did have some issues out in the western part of the state earlier today with a couple tractor trailers that jackknifed on, particularly I-91. Those have been cleared up, but in the metropolitan Boston area, no significant concern to this point, but we also know that the weather is supposed to get worse over the next few hours as well.
Right. Any major road closures or any speed reductions on places like the Mass Turnpike?
The Mass Turnpike does have speed restrictions at 40 miles an hour from exit 15 to the New York border. And also DCR roads, those that are close to the coast, have had intermittent closures as well. So, for example, Morrissey Boulevard was closed a little earlier today. So was Quincy Shore Drive because of the tides. Those are back open, but folks would be wise to continue to watch, Twitter, media, and others to see if those roads are open either tonight or even tomorrow morning.
So that's the situation for people in their cars. What about people using public transportation? Any significant delays on the T, whether buses or subway or commuter rail?
No, great question. At this point, no significant delays, but I expect that, and we are not planning on any preemptive shutdowns as we've done for some other major storms in the past, but I could honestly expect, given the temperatures that are going to occur tomorrow, that there will be some impacts and delays on the T. And again, we're asking folks to check MBTA.com for the up-to-date information.
Right. In fact, I believe you mentioned this during a press conference earlier today with the governor that tonight's extreme cold will probably affect the MBTA riders tomorrow. So what could T passengers be in for? Just equipment breaking down more often?
Yeah, certainly delays, and it's unfortunate. But just knowing the age of the equipment, the Red Line, we're running 41-year-old cars, and certainly if there are any bus routes that could be on snow routes, folks should check that. Obviously, we've made a tremendous investment in our website and information on smartphones and whatnot, so we're hopeful that if there are delays, we can get that information to our customers immediately so they're not standing in the cold waiting for a train or a bus that's delayed.
Before the last storm, before Christmas, the T had a lot of service problems during that storm. Anything operational happening differently this time that you hope will result in a better experience for riders?
Yeah, no, certainly the T seems to struggle with the first storm always of the season, unfortunately, if it's just the equipment, issues that we can't see from preventative maintenance, but with the temperature swings that's significant, the issue arises. So I would expect less of those unanticipated concerns for sure. The other good news is that this isn't a significant ice event, so wires on the Green Line and our power issues should not be a concern as well. My guess is it's going to be vehicles, given their age. So, folks, we're just going to ask them to, again, check the MBTA.com and be patient, know that we're throwing all of our resources out there to keep the T running.
And we'll all hope that since the T system has been through one storm this season, it's warmed up for this next one.
Yeah, well, I guess that's one way to say it. That's exactly right.
That's State Transportation Secretary Richard Davey. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And now for review of the trajectory of the storm, we turn to meteorologist David Epstein. Hi, David.
Hello, Sasha. How are you?
Good. So, David, give us an overview on the latest of what we can expect by the time this is all over.
Well, let's talk about what's going on right now. We have a band of heavy snow running from Boston through Newton to Framingham, moderate to heavy. Dedham, Norwood, you're in that band, as well as Braintree. So folks who are leaving work in the next hour or so in those areas, you can expect roads to be a little more snow covered. As you get north of Framingham through Clinton, Leominster, Fitchburg, Lowell, basically we just have a little bit of light snow, but it's very cold up there. Temperature right now, only 6 degrees in Westford, 5 in Lawrence, and that's the air that's coming in here overnight.
And what about snowfall in terms of which parts of the state will see the most and least?
Well, there's been a little bit of an interesting band that set up earlier today over the Essex County area. So places like Topsfield ended up with 8 inches of snow from the band.
Already?
So now when I start
this
thinking
already.
About
this. This is
yeah,
already. Okay.
And that's not really from the storm. So then I start thinking, all right, if they've got 8 on the ground already, and now we've just got to get the storm, which we were thinking, you know, 6 to 12, that's where some places could exceed that 16-inch amount that had those bands today, because you're still going to get the snow tonight. You just got a little more than was expected today. So generally 12 to 16 inches over eastern Massachusetts, a little bit less as you get off towards the west, and a little bit less also south side of Cape Cod as well as the islands, because the snow's a lot stickier down there.
And more on the coast, more on the south shore is what you're still expecting?
I am. I expect overnight tonight, especially south of Boston, the snow to be coming down at 1 to 2 inches an hour. I'm just looking at some new data that's literally coming in as we speak, and it shows some very heavy bands here around 1 or 2 in the morning from Pembroke to Plymouth, down through the Providence area and south to Barnstable. So I would recommend no travel during that time, especially south of the city. That's also where the blizzard warning is up for the overnight hours.
And David, how great is the flooding concern, considering that we have high tides at midnight tonight and noon tomorrow?
Well, the flooding concern by itself isn't so great. There's a couple of reasons why the flooding is a bit of an issue. One is that we had so much flooding last year, so things are weakened. So I think a lot of folks, we don't really know how a minor event may be a little more major because of the weakening of the whole seashore, if that makes some sense. And we'll have moderate coastal flooding here during the time of high tide at midnight and again tomorrow around noontime. I think the harbors that are most vulnerable will be Scituate, Sandwich, and parts of Nantucket.
That's meteorologist David Epstein. David, thank you.
You're welcome.
And throughout today's show, we'll be periodically updating you on the storm. You can also go to WBUR.org for the latest on road conditions and school closures. Stay with us. Coming up, Emmy Award-winning actor Bryan Cranston talks about switching from playing Walter White on Breaking Bad to playing President Lyndon Johnson. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.